And as I sit here doing the show in the studio wearing my tassel cap, trying to stay warm, we get to talk about Marcellus Shale and the gas that's produced by Marcellus Shale with the president of the Marcellus Shale Gas Coalition, Dave Spiegelmeyer. Dave, thank you very much for joining us on a Gratitude Friday, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Thanks for the great lead in a few minutes ago. I think, right on the money and things we ought to be talking about on probably the coldest day of the winter.
It sure is. And I hope it is the coldest day that we have, because I don't want to see it get any colder than this. And so thank you very much for reaching out and giving us the opportunity to talk about how some Pennsylvanians are seeing savings as a result of Marcellus Shale. But during the break, and before the break, I know you had a chance to hear a little bit about what I was saying. And at the time, I was sitting in the office of Bob Jubilier, the state Senate President Pro Tem, and this news is starting to filter out that Pennsylvania is sitting on this amazing resource. Unbelievable. Great news. And I remember it being called the Saudi Arabia of Marcellus Shale Gas. And it's the biggest pocket in the world right now, 75 years worth. Take me back and then take us through, have we seen the state of Pennsylvania make the best of what we thought was going to be back then, or did it turn out to be something maybe just a little bit different?
Jim, I think the most has yet to be determined, because as the number of folks said, drilling's just the beginning. You mentioned 2004 when you started to hear those messaging. We really began putting the hammer down, so to speak, on drilling in 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. We've gone from 2008 producing about a quarter of Pennsylvania's demand for natural gas to today producing nearly 25% of America's natural gas demand coming out of Pennsylvania. We've gone from the ninth largest producer in the country of natural gas to now the number two behind Texas. We have some of the most affordable energy on the planet that exists in Pennsylvania with wonderful reliability. Your utility in central Pennsylvania, People's Natural Gas, their rates, their purchased natural gas rates are down 71% from 2008. And reliability at a time when folks in New England are dying for natural gas supply because of temperatures. We have the most reliable, abundant, and affordable energy supply on the planet that exists in Altoona, it exists in our region, and it's here to stay. I mean, when you mentioned 75 years, we actually think it's better than that.
Right before the break, I also mentioned how the four governor candidates were in Hollidaysburg last night. I don't know if you were tuning in to PCN and watching the four of them, or if you've been following them. Has Marcellus Shale, over that course of time, also become a bit of a political football for the reasons of severance task, and maybe severance tax, and maybe people don't understand what that really looks like?
The reason we fight, it's trying to create a forum for folks to invest, a location for folks to put their capital that grows jobs. In 2012, we passed Act 13, which was a tax. We called it an impact tax at the time, that's generated $1.2 billion of revenue for Pennsylvania, basically $200 million a year, that has outpaced the severance tax collections of Colorado and Arkansas, West Virginia, and Ohio combined. So it's been a huge winner for Pennsylvania. Just a month ago, the governor was out spreading that pixie dust through the Marcellus Legacy Fund projects to all over Pennsylvania, and then turns around the next day and say the industry doesn't pay a tax. It's fundamentally dishonest. I think folks know that we pay a tax in Pennsylvania. We pay all the other taxes that every business pays, plus an impact tax that's spread broadly across Pennsylvania. It's been a benefit. The reality is that some don't think it's enough, but to say there's not a tax being paid is just disingenuous to the taxpayers of Pennsylvania.
What would it do to see an increase or another tax? What would it do to the industry here in Pennsylvania and to the many jobs that are being realized?
It puts us at a competitive disadvantage when you pancake a tax on top of a tax. Uh-huh. Right now, you've got the impact tax that passed in 2012 that I just spoke of. Mm-hmm. And when we passed that in 2012, listed in the statute, it says if a severance tax passes at some future date, the impact fee goes away. Well, the reality is that the proposal in the Senate, the proposals in the House, have all chosen to pancake a tax on top of a tax. And it erodes the competitiveness. We look at the Permian Basin in West Texas, has 350 active rigs today. We have 36. We have dire competition for capital in Pennsylvania. We have the ability to grow this play to be an economic engine for Pennsylvania, to revitalize manufacturing and new job growth in Pennsylvania if we don't squander that opportunity.
Do you feel like the administration let me ask it this way. You say we haven't determined whether or not we've made the most of it yet. What has to happen for us to realize that we've made the most of this opportunity when I go back to when I first started to hear about this in 2003, 2004? What do we need to do to, going back to what you said, realize the best of this opportunity?
I think it's in the downstream manufacturing sector. I mean, let's face it, I grew up in Du Bois, about 70 miles north of Altoona.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I've been 35 years in this industry. We've, for the last four decades, have been writing an obituary for manufacturing in Pennsylvania. We now have the wild card in our hand to revitalize manufacturing, all of our small towns in Pennsylvania through, again, I mean, we use natural gas not just to heat our homes and cook our food and dry our clothes. We use it to manufacture steel and glass and plastics and chemicals, fertilizers, powdered metals, pharmaceuticals, and today 1 in 3 electrons that come to our homes. So we have the ability to use that resource that's now generated in our backyard in Pennsylvania to retool manufacturing and grow jobs, family wage-sustaining jobs,
right
here at home.
Hey, you know, one of the things that they did talk about last night, and I think this is a good question to ask you. You let me know. How difficult is it for you to find folks to work the rigs right now? Because one of the things we're dealing with is there are, Senator Scott Wagner talked about 200,000 jobs in the state of Pennsylvania can't even be filled right now because we don't have the folks to fill them from the standpoint of their education level, whether or not they can pass a drug test. Give me that angle. How difficult is it to find
critical.
Those positions?
We've worked with the community college system, the building trades, the universities to try and prepare students to enter our workforce. Now,
yes.
I would tell you that the downturn in our industry, I mean, let's put it blunt.
Please.
In 2008, natural gas pricing was $13.71. Today, you know, in Pennsylvania, this summer it was at some days it was less than 70 cents. We're at about $3 on NYMEX right now. No one's receiving NYMEX pricing in Pennsylvania, but as a result of the downturn, it's certainly, and that was because of price, and that a consumer is the direct benefactor. Because of that downturn, there have been some layoffs in our industry, and a lot of folks don't want to have to go back to that again, that boom and bust cycle, so to speak. But we are back at 36 active rigs in Pennsylvania, and you know, at times it's hard to find completion crews to not only drill wells but to complete wells that are being drilled, you know, across Pennsylvania.
Well,
unfortunately, the regulatory environment has pushed the play basically to the polar end. So we have a lot of development going on in the Northeast and a lot of development in the Southwest. Central Pennsylvania has basically been moved out of the play because of economics. So
right.
We want to make sure that the economics work so folks can invest all through the Marcellus region and not just in the best spots of the Marcellus.
And for just the folks who are listening, to let them know that one of the businesses that has located here, because this was a good place for them to locate, even though Marcellus Shale isn't readily found here, Gardner Denver is one of those companies that is here right off I-99, and they're based out of Houston, Texas, but that's a business that located here that's doing very well. Are you familiar with that
group? I am, Jim, and I'll tell you, those type of stories are being told all over Pennsylvania. The other one that's a huge benefit for Pennsylvania is we've got 18 different major power plants being developed across the state, and you know, since 2008, the savings on wholesale electric prices are down 41% because of the fact that natural gas is affordable, abundant, and in our backyard. So we're not only saving, you know, anywhere from 57% to 81% in our utility rates, and I think your local utility, Peoples Natural Gas, is down 71% since 2008. We're saving on the electric side as well. That's bringing home about $1,200 of more disposable income to every major utility consumer of the Commonwealth, both on the electric and gas side.
I kept you 2 minutes longer than you were available.
I don't mind at all. Happy to meet with you anytime.
Hey,
Jim.
Dave, thank you very, very much for the time. Grateful for your willingness to meet with us and talk with us, and a little bit of an education for yours truly, and hopefully for the folks listening out there. Stay warm, okay?
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you the next time. Thanks,
okay.
Jim.
Thank you very much, Dave Spiegelmeyer.